Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. Thanks very much for tuning in on this beautiful late summer day outside. You know, we've been talking a lot about, obviously, crime in Chicago, and most recently about the corridor along State Street north of the Chicago River. You might remember we talked earlier up to Ross Garvey. He's the owner of the State & Hubbard Cigar Shop, about that incident, the videotaped beating of two men where it happened on State Street over the weekend. They've arrested a man from Wheeling, one person in connection with that. But Garvey talked about how he's limited hours at his shop because of the violence late at night. And I asked him who's responsible for that.
It's got to be the city. It's the local government that are not doing what they need to do. Because like I said, it's not something that would come out of nowhere. This has a cause. This is an effect. There's nobody that wants to do something about it. I don't know whether that's incompetence or negligence or they don't care. It's not clear. But, I mean, all the small businesses in the area have been through enough. And if they made it through the rioting and the pandemic and everything else, then, you know, there's another fight. Because nobody wants to come in and buy a product from your store if they have to fight their way through a huddle of people that are trying to give them trouble.
That's Ross Garvey from Chicago's Afternoon News earlier this week. We'll talk to the city now. Alderman Brendan Riley joins us on a phone line. Alderman, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So what do you make of what Garvey had to say there?
Look, I think he's absolutely spot on. I live in this neighborhood, too, and it is incomprehensible that the police department has not been able to get State Street under control. I've been alderman for 14 years now, served under three mayors, and since the first day I took office, I've been asking for help on State Street between the river and roughly Ontario. It makes no sense that this one particular street, these blocks, are driving so many crime statistics downtown, and it's a known quantity. We've known this for a long time, and so it's incredibly frustrating for me as the alderman. We have a lot of control over a lot of things in our respective wards, but one thing we don't control is the police department. And it certainly isn't for lack of effort. I've been trying to get foot patrols permanently dedicated to State Street until we get it under control. Likewise, Hubbard Street, which has been having lots of problems with its popular entertainment district, luring rival gangbangers downtown to stab and shoot each other. Mr. Garvey's frustration is shared by many, especially me. And I had a conversation with the mayor about that this morning.
And how'd that conversation go, Alderman?
It's a work in progress, but the mayor knows very clearly where I stand on things. And I've made a request for these additional foot patrols ASAP. And I actually put that in writing as well. Sent a memo to the police superintendent about an hour ago. Just in case they've lost the many letters that I've sent them, providing a detailed list of our hotspots downtown that require immediate attention and regular attention. But I am incredibly frustrated, like most people who live and work downtown.
We're talking to Alderman Brendan Riley about the violence downtown, and I want to get to the hotel situation, too, in a minute. But, you know, so Mr. Garvey there said it's not the police. I suspect that's because he knows the police and he's sympathetic with them. And, I mean, if you're friends, you tend to think it might be others. He says there are a lot of coppers in his shop all the time. You seem to be saying it is the police.
No, I'm not blaming the police department. I'm saying it's a resource issue and a priorities issue. We don't have enough resources downtown overnight, period. That's indisputable. We just do not simply have enough cops working overnight. And I think the police superintendent would probably agree to that. And I actually am friendly with most of the cops that patrol my ward, and they're great cops. They work hard. But if you don't have enough of them, and there are more calls for service than police officers, guess what? You're going to lose that battle. So no, I'm not pointing fingers at the police, but let's be very clear. Aldermen don't carry guns in handcuffs. We can't write tickets and we can't arrest you. If we could, I'd be out there every night happily. But that's not our role in the war on crime.
Alderman Brendan Riley is with us. So one more on this then. I mean, I get Hubbard Street. There are a lot of bars up and down that, but State Street tends to be, I don't think there are a lot of late night or bars up and down State Street in that area.
No,
Yeah,
am I wrong?
There are
plenty of bars. But look, I'm not blaming the bars for this problem either. I'll be honest. You know, some of these nightclubs on Hubbard Street cater specifically to gangbangers. They play gangster rap, you know, swear words about the police, all this sort of stuff. And they draw rivals from around the city. And guess what happens when rival gangbangers run into each other? They shoot or stab each other. That's playing out downtown in River North. It's totally unacceptable.
Alderman, what bars are you talking about?
I'm not going to call them out by name. They know who they are, and the police department knows who they are, and the liquor commissioner knows who they are.
All right, let's go to the hotel. There's this Eurostar hotel a little bit up the street. And you'd said this earlier, that this is a business model for hotels when they don't have tourists in, that they're sort of catering to partiers. Well, the Eurostar got in trouble with it. It's called the Eurostar's Magnificent Mile Hotel, which is, I think it's on, yeah, it's on State Street too, just a little bit, a couple blocks north.
Yes, it is.
I'm picking up on a trend here.
Yeah, me too.
And so they got fined by the city for $10,000. They're going to put up some cameras and things because of the violence there. But you said that was insulting, essentially.
Yeah, it was. I mean, are you kidding me? They're making more than $10,000 the first hour they're open. The problem with that hotel is what you said. For many months now, they've made a business model out of catering to partiers. And if you look at the crime statistics that have come out of that property alone, it's staggering. And unfortunately for the people who live around that building, they've had to put up with this for the better part of a year and a half now. And that is a densely populated residential neighborhood that happens to have a hotel in it. And that hotel has driven everyone absolutely crazy. But the parties there, filming rap videos, incidents of public nudity, drug use, fights, assaults, sexual assaults, I mean, you name it, they've done it. And so $10,000 to me is insulting. It's insulting to the neighbors, especially, who've had to put up with all this. That doesn't even come close to reimbursing all the calls for service the police have had to respond to. I would have preferred to have seen a suspension or a revocation of that license. Send a message to other hotels, you can't behave like this.
42nd Ward Alderman Brendan Riley's on the phone with us. How many other hotels in your ward are like this?
Thankfully, this is really the last one. During COVID, I don't believe many of the hotels turned this into a business model the way these guys did. I think that they were trying to fill rooms, and they were willing to take just about anybody for a while there. But now that we're climbing out of the pandemic, most of those hotels have gotten themselves back in order, and that's great. But unfortunately, the Eurostar hasn't, and I predict that this disciplinary action isn't going to do much to change things either.
And I want to ask you one other question. We're going to have Deputy Mayor John O'Malley on a little bit later talking about this pilot program where they're going to send out white vans with mental health professionals on calls of people in distress rather than police officers. A couple neighborhoods on the north side, a couple on the south side for a two-year pilot program. What do you make of that? A step in the right direction? Misguided? Or what's your take on that?
Well, I certainly hope it's successful. There's certainly an incredible demand for mental health services, and you can see that playing out on our streets downtown every day. There are a lot of folks who are having psychotic episodes and other issues, and then they're interacting with members of the public and having bad experiences. And in some cases, we're having folks get hurt. So I'm a bit nervous about the program because mental health workers obviously aren't able to protect themselves very easily. And so I do worry because some folks do have some really, really bad episodes and can become violent. So I hope it's successful. There's an incredible need for it. But we'll watch that very carefully as they roll that out.
Alderman Brendan Riley, it's always nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time today.
All right, Steve. Thanks. Take care.
All right. So what do you think of that? Brendan Riley says that there are known businesses catering to gang members on Hubbard. Should it be the business's responsibility to police what happens outside their doors or police the people who come inside their doors? 312-981-7200 is the telephone number. What do you make of Brendan Riley's comments? We'll get to the newsroom now coming up.